The Lord.
我们在每个月的第一个主日。
Every month, our first Sunday.
我们都有联合的聚会。
We have combined service.
然后你就看到我们的那个语言就跳来跳去。
You see that we have a diversity of languages here.
我待会要用英文来讲道。
I will preach in English.
待会儿。
In a while.
我们现在先来一起读圣经好吗？
Let's read the gospel. Let's read the scripture together.
就是那个八福。
It is the Beatitudes.
请你们也为我们祷告，这不容易。
Please pray for us. It's not easy.
这个维尼经过这样做翻译以后，他中文会越来越进步。他拒绝翻译。OK， 我们起立，我们来读这段圣经。我们一起来读，好吧？这是。登山宝训的八福非常重要。
Let's read the Beatitudes.
你是念中文的就念中文，英文的就念英文。好，预备来。
Read in your language.
预备来。因为天国是他们的，哀恸的人有福了，温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土；饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。连续的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续；清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神；使人和睦的人有福了，因为他必称为神的儿子。人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐。因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，在你们以前的先知。好，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Jesus, we thank you.
求你来对我们说话。
Please speak to us.
求你的圣灵来做工。
Holy Spirit, come work in us.
让我们了解这个真理。
So that we understand your truth.
真理叫我们得自由。
Because the truth will set us free.
祷告奉主名求。
Pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。我下面用英文讲道。
I will preach in English.
God is spirit.
神是灵。
We cannot see him with our physical eyes.
我们肉眼不可以看到神。
So it's hard for people to know God.
所以对人来说是很难了解神。
God knows that.
神也知道这个。
So he sent his son to this world.
所以他把他自己的独生儿子
来到
赐给这个世上。
So he came to this world 2,000 years ago.
耶稣2000年前来到这个世界上。
His birthday is called Christmas.
他的生日是圣诞节。
Christmas is not about Santa Claus.
圣诞节并不是庆祝圣诞老人的节日。
It's about the birthday of Jesus Christ.
是关于耶稣基督的生日。
So to know God.
所以我们要认识神。
The key is to know Jesus.
我们一定要认识耶稣。
Amen. That's why we have a series on Jesus' authority, right?
所以我们有一段讲章是有关于耶稣的主权。
I like all of you to encourage us too on the stage.
希望你们也可以鼓励我们在台上讲到的人。
You can do one thing.
你可以做一件事情。
First of all, you open your eyes.
第一，你张开你的眼睛。
And look at both of us.
你就看我们两个人。
And a smile.
来微笑。
And continue nod your head.
点头。不断的点头。
And then we feel we are accept.
那我们就会觉得我们被接纳。
You can need to look at Winnie more than I do. To support her.
没有关系，不用看我。不用看我，因为我没有在看你们。
Okay. I think to know God, you need to know Jesus.
认识神，我们要认识耶稣。
That's why you need to know his teachings.
我们要知道耶稣的教导
His character
他的属性
His lifestyle
他的生活方式
His core values
他的价值观
How he handle things
他怎么面对处理事情
Amen When you know the way he does, then you know how God deals with people.
当我们知道耶稣怎么去处理的时候，我们就知道神是如何对待人。
So today we'll start a new series called The King's Teaching on the Kingdom Culture.
所以我们今天有一个新的讲道，是天国文化王的教导。
Overview on the Sermon on the Mount.
这是登山宝训的中的那个
纵览。
纵览。
So what is the Sermon on the Mount?
什么是登山宝训？
Obviously, Jesus taught this on the mountain site.
就是耶稣他在山上教导人。
So it's the Sermon on the Mount.
所以是登山宝训。
But this is a very important teaching.
但是这是一个非常重要的教导。
If you want to know what's on God's heart,
如果你想知道神心里想什么，
you need to know the Sermon on the Mount inside out.
你要知道耶稣的登山宝训，从里到外都知道。
It's very different than we thought.
这个是跟我们想象的非常不一样的。
You start to read the Beatitude just now.
我们刚刚才读了八福。
First of all, maybe you don't understand what does that mean.
第一，你可能会想说，我不懂这个是什么。
After you understand what does that mean,
但是你懂了这个八福以后，
you will realize you cannot do it.
你就会知道说，我们人是没有可能办到的。
Sometimes when you read the Sermon on the Mount,
当我们在读登山宝训的时候，
you feel frustrated.
也许你会觉得很沮丧。
Because by human nature, you cannot do it.
因为人是不可能做到这样子完全的。
Of the kingdom of God.
这也是神国度 的一部分。
Who can do it?
谁可以做到呢？
Those people who are born again.
就是在神里面重生得救的人。
To be filled with the Spirit.
是被圣灵充满的人。
Because this is a supernatural thing.
因为这是一个超自然的事情。
This is not an ethical teaching.
这并不是一个道德上的教导。
So we see, oh, we all fail.
我们看这个道德上的教导，对照自己，我们全部都失败。
So when we listen, we read this, we listen to this.
所以当我们去读、去看、去明白这个登山宝训的时候，
we need to search our heart.
我们要看我们自己的心。
Amen. God is searching your heart right now.
神现在就看我们的心。
When you sit here,
当你坐在这里，
is your heart is here?
你的心在这里吗？
We need to focus.
我们需要看，定睛看。
So Sermon on the Mount is very important.
登山宝训是非常重要的。
People call the Constitution of God's Kingdom.
登山宝训也是说神国度的章程宪法。
Yes. Now let's have the overview of the Sermon on the Mount.
我们看一看登山宝训的纵览。
Okay. The first we see the Beatitude.
首先我们是看到八福。
The Beatitudes are like eight beautiful flowers in the garden in our heart.
八福就好像有八朵很美丽的花在我们心里面的花园。
How many of you like gardening?
有谁在我们当中喜欢花园？
How many of you enjoy watching beautiful flowers?
有谁很喜欢看欣赏美丽的花？
When I ask how many of you like gardening, only few because of hard work, you know.
我问第一个问题的时候，只有几只手在举起来，因为那个管理花园是很辛苦的事情。
Yeah, you ask those brother who labored yesterday. It's not easy.
你问昨天弟兄在忙的就知道了。
But everybody enjoy watching the beautiful flower, right?
但是每人都很欣赏看美丽的花，对吧？
The beatitude is can become a beautiful flower in your heart, in your life.
这八福就好像美丽的花朵，可以在你生命里呈现出来。
They define love, godliness, and spiritual maturity, and describe the kingdom lifestyle.
这八福是形容国度的生活方式，也是爱圣洁。
Yeah. 我们就来 ，sorry, I switched to the wrong channel. Now let's see the brief definition of this beatitude.
我们先看看八福的
定义。 First is being poor in spirit.
第一个是灵里贫乏贫乏的人。
This is sometimes people don't understand what's that mean.
你也许会问这什么意思？
It means we are in the desperate situation.
意思就是说，你在一个很困难的时期。
We are so poor in our spirituality.
承认我们在属灵上在一个困境里面。
We need the Lord.
我们需要神。
Secondly, is the mourning for breakthrough.
第二看到的就是悲伤的人。
You realize that's your condition.
悲伤哀痛的人，这是指我们承认我们是有哀痛。
That's now our spouse condition.
不是我们配偶的光景。
I desperately need God.
是我们自己的光景。
So I'm mourning for breakthrough.
我们需要一个突破。
Amen. I'm mourning for myself.
我是我自己的光景。
As a pastor.
作为一个牧师。
I preach and say now let's repent for sins.
我会说我们现在来认罪悔改。
A lot of people start repent.
很多人就开始认罪悔改。
But they don't repent for their sins.
但是他们不为自己的罪认罪悔改。
They repent for other people's sins.
他们为别人的罪认罪悔改。
That's not in the beatitude.
这不是登山宝训里面所讲的。
We mourning for our own spiritual breakthrough.
我们哀痛悲伤是为自己的罪而哀痛悲伤。
The number three is walking in meekness.
第三是谦和的人。
Is to have a servant spirit.
就意思就是说有一个仆人的心。
In the use of our natural strength or resources.
在我们所负的能力和资源上。
Is to become like a servant.
成为一个仆人。
It's not promote for yourself.
不是提升自己。
To serve God.
却是来服侍神。
Number four is hungering and thirsting for righteousness.
第四，我们看到是饥渴慕义的人。
We have a sustained faithfulness in seeking God.
我们要有信心来全心全意追求神的国。
We seeking for the breakthrough of His kingdom come to our life.
我们追求神国度降临，可以在我们的生命中有突破。
Come to our family.
来到我们的家庭里面。
Come to our marriage.
来到我们的婚姻里面。
Come to our church.
来到我们教会里面。
Amen.We need God's righteousness come to our heart.
我们需要神的公义来到我们心里面。
Number five, relating to others with mercy.
第五是怜悯人的人。
We treat others with a tender spirit.
这指的是以温柔的心对待别人。
When they fail spiritually.
即便是在他们失落。
Or attack, resist, or disappoint us.
即便是在他们使我们失落失望以及攻击或对抗我们的时候，我们还是施予怜悯。
We need to be nice with people.
我们需要跟人家非常友善。
Even they are not that nice.
即便他们对我们不友善。
Then it's being pure in heart. Number six.
第六福是心里洁净的人。
Purity in our thoughts.
这指的是我们思想里面。
In our motives.
在我们的动机里面。
Seven is becoming a peacemaker.
第七是使人和睦的人。
To bring peace or healing to broken relationship.
这指的是把神的平安和医治带到破裂的关系里面。
Don't we need a lot of peacemaker today?
我们是不是需要很多使人和睦的人？
Amen. We need to reconcile with God first, with ourselves, with one another.
我们要先来与神和好，然后与人和好。
It doesn't mean you don't speak truth.
这并不是代表说你就不讲真理。
You speak truth in love.
你是在爱里面爱里面把真理讲出来。
Sometimes it's a tough love.
这 也是有时候是很困难的事情。
And the eighth is enduring persecution.
第八福就是为义受逼迫的人。
Is willing to live out the kingdom lifestyle, willing to endure the opposition.
这指的是为了神的国而面对仇敌的攻击和控告。
成语啊，打出来。So we know this is a beatitude.
所以我们知道这是八福。
That's the first part, Matthew chapter 5, verse 3 to 12.
这是登山宝训的第一部分。
And that's what you read just now.
就是马太福音第五章。
That's very important part.
这是非常重要的一部分。
There's a whole sermon among is Jesus want us to live out that beatitude.
这整个登山宝训是耶稣要我们如何活出这八福出来。
When we start to live out that beatitude.
当我们开始我们的生命活出八福出来的时候
we become salt and light in our community.
我们就会成为我们社会社区的盐和光
We call to make an impact.
我们是被呼召来有一个影响力
in the Sermon on the Mount,
在登山宝训里面
Jesus said that he did not come to nullify or minimize God's purpose, promises or moral commandmentIn the Old Testament,
耶稣说他并不是他来，并不是要废掉神在旧约里面所设立的法律和先知的话。
He come to fulfill.
他来是可以让神的应许和戒律得完全。
I don't see many smile faces.
我怎么没有看到微笑呢
？I hope you're not lost.
你是不是
？Jesus come.
不明白。
Jesus come to fulfill the commandment in the Old Testament.
十诫耶稣来的时候是把旧约里面的诫命得完全。
Amen. But he fulfilled in the spirit, in the real meaning.
但是他来是让在属灵里面得到一个完全。
So when we live out the beatitude,
所以当我们可以活出这八福的时候
we just live out what he called us to do.
这我们就可以活出神要我们所做的
Then we just like a salt and light.
那我们就可以成为盐和光
Amen. It's very important. And then Matthew chapter 5, 19 to 20 talk about an invitation to be great in his kingdom.
接着以下来就是马太福音第五章十九到二十节，就是邀请神邀请我们在他的国度里面伟大。
God Jesus invite anyone and everyone to be great in His kingdom.
耶稣邀请所有人来到他神的国度里面伟大。
That's very important.
这是很重要的。
Because we God create us, give us a longing.
因为神在创造我们的时候就给我们一个渴望
to be great
成为伟大的
significant
有作用的
we don't have to repent of that
我们不用为着这个渴望来认罪
we need to repent of we find the wrong thing
但是我们却要为以错误的方式来追求这个成为伟大来认罪。
When Jesus invites us to be great in the kingdom, when Jesus invites us to be great in the kingdom,
当耶稣邀请我们来到神的国度里面成为伟大的时候
，He doesn't look at the outward achievement.
他没有在看我们在外面的
成就。
成就。
He doesn't look at the size of your house.
他不会看你家有多大。
He look at your heart.
他看我们的心。
He said he will see whether you develop heart in love, purity, and humility.
神会看我们的心有没有纯洁，有没有圣洁，有没有爱。
So God's standard is very different.
所以神的标准是非常不一样的。
Amen. Are you with me?
你有
God deal with heart.
神是神是来处理我们的心。
He not just see what you're doing.
并不是我们所外表所做的。
We can be very nice outwardly.
我们可以在行为上非常的友善。
But we have totally different motivation.
但是如果我们动机 是不对的。
Self glorification，
我们是为着要提升自己而做这些事情的话，
we want people to recognize us.
我们是希望别人可以看到我们。
When God look at a person like that，
当神看到这样子的人的时候，
he's very small.
这个人其实是非常小的。
It's not great in the kingdom.
在神的国度里面，这并不是伟大的。
It's very different from our thought.
所以神的标准跟我们的思想是非常不一样的。
we see this guy accomplished so much.
在世界上我们看到某一个人他的成就很多，
we say wow he's great.
我们说哇他真好，他真强伟大。
God doesn't see that way.
但是神看并不是这样子。
And just now we talk about garden of our heart, right?
我们刚刚才讲到我们心里面的花园。
This beatitude like a garden.
所以这个八福就好像这个花园，
In our heart,
在我们心里面。
Not many of you like to labor. You like to see beautiful flower, right?
我们当中没有很多人想要去花园里面种花，但是我们都很欣赏花，美丽的花。
Unfortunately, this is your garden.
但是我跟你说，这就是我们心里面的花园。
Yeah, he already trans in your heart.
在我们心里面。
Nobody can work for you.
没有别人可以来帮你劳动。
You had to work.
你自己要劳动。
How can I have a beautiful garden?
你如何可以得到一个美丽的花园呢？
You need to weed in the garden.
你需要除草。
There are a lot of weeds there.
有很多草都生出来了。
That's the not fun part of a garden. It's a pull weeds all the time.
这个也是劳动花园不好玩的地方，就是每次都要除草。
Have you realized you never invite the weeds to come? They're always there.
我们都不需要邀请这些杂草来，它都自己会跑出来的。
You don't need to fertilize weeds.
你不需要去劳动去栽培它。
They will grow very strong.
它们自己就很发达的长出来。
But there are certain kind of weeds in our heart too.
所以在我们心里面的花园也是这样子，也有这些杂草。
Sermon on Mount lists them out.
登山宝训在耶稣里耶稣在登山宝训里面就把这些杂草指出来。
We need to resist six temptations.
我们需要来对抗有
拒绝
六种试探。
Anger.
生气。
Adultery.
奸淫。
Dishonoring the marriage.
不尊重婚姻。
False commitment.
虚假的委身。
Retaliation for personal inconvenience.
为造成自身不便而报复。
In activity when mistreat.
在被人恶待的时候拒绝有主动的爱。
These are the temptation in our heart.
这是我们心里面的试探。
May I ask you questions?
我先来问你一个问题。
In this past week,
在过去这一周，
were you angry?
你有没有曾经生气过？请举手。
Be honest.Here it doesn't say you cannot be angry.
神不是说我们不可以生气。
But the say you don't angry led you to sin.
但是神不希望我们生气让我们犯罪。
So God advised us don't let the anger go through overnight.
所以在圣经里面也有讲到说不要让你的不要含怒到日落。
Don't let it burn overnight.
不要过夜了，让它再发酵。
Next day you start to murder.
因为第二天你就会开始杀人了。
Actually, deal with our heart.
所以神是在处理我们的心里的光景。
So when you're angry at someone,
所以当我们对某人生气的时候，
you need to deal with it.
你要去处理这个生气。
You need to pull out.
你要自己走出来。
Otherwise,
要不然
you grow into murder.
你隔天就会要杀人了。
You murder in your thought first.
这不是说我真的去拿个刀去杀人，这个是在脑我们的思想里面，这个仇恨就变成像一个杀人。
Another temptation is adultery.
另外一个试探是奸淫，犯奸淫。
Spiritual immorality.
这是这个不犯奸淫不道德的灵。
When we start to pull those weeds,
当我们开始除这些杂草的时候，
we start to realize,
我们就会知道
kingdom of God come to us.
神的国就会来到我们
里面。 Isn't that wonderful? You don't live in anger.
如果我们不是活在生气里面，这不是很好吗？
生气相反就是什么？ What's the opposite of anger? Joy.
生气的相反就是喜乐。
Amen. I think God put the anger here with reasons.
所以神在讲 论到生气的时候是有他原因的。
How many of you feel it's good? This, the sermon amount is good. Raise your hand.
有多少人觉得登山宝训是很好的？
I'll make my sermon short.
我会保持这个时间。
I just give appetizer here.
我现在就给你投菜。
You can, yeah, 投菜很好。You can go back to read yourself Matthew chapter 5 to chapter 7. You can read every day, read once.
你可以回去每天看一次马太福音第五章到第七章，这就是登山宝训。
So you're not just weed the garden only.
我们并不是除草除杂草而已。
We need to water the garden, right? Water the flower.
我们需要劳动，
Amen?
我们要浇水。
Right, Rogelio?That's what you guys doing yesterday, right?
所以 Rogelio 昨天就在那里劳动。
They set up the irrigation.
他昨天就设置了那个排水系统。
洒水系统 ，automatic，
自动的。
Yeah. So Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6:1-20, talk about five activity that will water those flower, water the garden.
所以在马太福音第六章第一到二十节就会讲到我们如何努力于五种国度的行动，可以让我们心里面的花园是好像在我们心里面的花园浇水一样。
Serve，
这就是服事。
Give，
给予。
Pray，
祷告。
Bless our enemy，
为仇敌祝福。
And fast，
还有禁食。
I think the last one we really do it.
最后一个我们都有做。
我们很少做。
我们很少做。
We yeah, really. We eat fast. 我们吃得很快。
我们并没有进食，但是我们吃很快。
No, that's different. We need to fast.
这不一样。
We need to practice that.
我们不要吃得快，我们要进食。
It doesn't mean when you do this five activity, God will love you more.
这并不是说这些属神的行为，让神会爱我们多一点。
It rather soften our heart.
却这些属神的行为是却让我们的心更软。
Then we can receive God's love and grace.
那我们就可以接受，可以承接神的爱，神的恩典。
Is that right?Sometimes we hear the truth.
有时候我们听到真理。
Our heart is so cold.
我们的心是很冰冷的。
We may be being discouraged.
也许你有让你灰心的事。
Distract.
有让你没有办法定睛在神的事。
You need to pray.
你就要来祷告。
Need to fast.
你就要来禁食。
You need to seek the Lord.
你就要来寻求神。
Not just call small group leader, call pastor. You need to seek the Lord.
打电话给牧师或你的小组长是不够的，你需要来寻求神。
是不必要的，不是不够的。你打电话给上帝就好了。God will change your heart.
神会改变我们的心。
Amen. He will soften your heart.
他会柔软你的心。
Position you for more grace.
让你在一个光景是让你可以承接更多神
的恩
典。
Isn't that wonderful?
这是不是很好？
If you don't know what is grace,
如果你不知道什么是恩典，
blessings,
什么是祝福，
goodies,
好的事情。
When you position in that five activities, in do that five activities.God will give you more grace.
当我们给我们自己，当我们努力于这个国度的行为的时候，神就会给我们更多的恩典。
And then next one is pursuing Jesus with confidence in His rewards, provisions.
下一个就是马太福音第六章二十到三十四节，在追求耶稣的时候，对他的供应和奖赏蛮有信心。
We need have faith.In God's provision,
我们需要对神的供应有信心。
Amen. This is very relevant.
这是对我们非常有关的。
In the Sermon on the Mount,
在登山宝训里面
，Jesus said, "Do not worry."
耶稣说不要忧虑。
How many of you worry about?
我们多少人有
finance,
忧虑我们自己的经济呢？
Please all raise your hand. Be honest.
你们大家，我们大家都可以举起手来。
Say, Pastor Joseph, do you concern about church financial situation? I do.
有人问说，牧师，你有没有你对这个教会的财政有忧不忧虑啊？我当然有。
You know, we usually don't say we worry.
我们通常都不会说我们忧虑。
We say we concern.
我们说我们对这个事情有关心。我很
担心，
很担心。
我们不忧虑，我们担心。
担心，关心。
哎、we have a serious concern about our financial condition.
我们会说，我们对教会的财政非常的担心。
But we don't worry.
但是我们不忧虑。
But we do concern.
但是我们担心。
Sometimes the same thing.
这其实是一样的东西。
But Jesus said, "Do not worry."
但是耶稣说不要忧虑。
Jesus not just say, Jesus doesn't live in denial. Say, he know he have to pay the bill. He say, do not worry.
耶稣并不是在一个抽空的生活里，他并不是说知道你要每个月要付钱啊，但是他却说不要忧虑，这不是这样子。
Jesus said, do not worry what to eat, what to drink, what to dress.
耶稣说不要担忧，不要忧虑，你要吃什么，穿什么。
Seek first His kingdom and righteousness.
要先来寻求神的国，神的义。
All this will be added unto you.
这一切都将加给你们。
So we want to make sure we are seeking God's kingdom, His rulership, and His standard.
所以我们要确保我们是在寻求神的国，神的义。
And all this will be given to you.
那这一切就会交给我们
了。Isn't that wonderful?
这是不是很好？
You don't have even to ask.
你都不需要问。
Amen. We need to practice that.
我们需要操练。
It's not easy.
这不简单。
To be not worried in this kind of economy.
在这个时代里面，不忧虑是很不简单的事情。
Amen. But you need to know why you don't worry.
但是我们要知道为什么我们不忧虑。
Jesus said, "Your heavenly Father know all your needs."
耶稣说，我们的天父都知道我们所需的。
He will provide you.
他会供应我们。
If 假使 you seek first His kingdom and righteousness.
但是我们要先求神的国，神的义。
Amen.Today I share with you how we will utilize our church facility.
今天我跟你们分享我们教会的教会，我们要怎么使用我们的教会不同的地方。
We seek first His kingdom.
我们要先来到神面前寻求他的国。
We go His direction because we seek His kingdom come.
我们寻求神的国降临。
You know, seeking God, follow God is risky business.
你知道跟随神寻求神是很冒险的。
But greater risk is you don't follow him.
但是我们不寻求神是更冒险的事情。
Even worse. Amen.
是更糟糕的。
You walk outside God's will.
如果我们是走在神的旨意以外，这是更糟糕，更冒险的事情。
If we walk in God's will.
但是我们在神的旨意里面行走的话，
God responsible for the consequence.
神就会为这一切的后果受负责。
So may the Lord help us.
所以求神帮助我们。
Sermon on the Mount remind us.
这登山宝训提醒我们。
Pursuing Jesus with confidence in His rewards and provisions.
我们要追求神我们要对着神的供应和奖赏有信心。
Seven parts, Matthew chapter 7, 1 to 20.
接下来就是马太福音第七章一到二十节。
Loving Jesus in the face of new relational challenge.
就是在面对新的人际关系挑战的时候，仍然爱慕耶稣。
When you love Jesus,
当我们爱耶稣的时候，
you make people surround you uncomfortable.
你会让你旁边的人不舒服。
Particularly, you really love Jesus.
特别是在你 真的非常爱慕耶稣的时候。
Sometimes your family member.
有时候也许是你的家人。
The people surround you.
你旁边的人。
They will laugh at you.
他们会取笑你。
Because this is a different value system.
因为对他们来说，这个他们有着不一样的价值观。
So Sermon on the Mount exhort us say, "Don't give up."
但是耶稣在登山宝训里面，鼓励我们不要放弃。
You entrust this to the Lord.
我们要来到神面前，我们要对他有信心，来依靠他。
And the final part, Matthew chapter 7:21-27.
最后一个一部分登山宝训的一部分是马太福音第七章21-27节。
Our love and obedience will be tested and proven.
就是讲到我们的爱和顺服将会被试炼和验证。
Love need to be tested. You know that?
你知道爱是会被试炼的吗
？Easy to say I love you.
说我爱你是非常容易的事情。
Sometimes I told my wife, "Say I love you."
有时候我跟我太太说我爱你。
And she said, "Show it."
然后她就跟我说，那表现出来吧。
Show it.
有什么表现
？So I need to take out the garbage can.
所以我要去倒垃圾。
I need to wash dishes.
我要洗碗。
I need to help clean the house.
我要打扫房间。
Then to her, that's love.
那对她来说，这就是爱。
Bible says the same thing.
在圣经里面也是这样子的。
I do not say you have to do those work. I say Bible says the same thing. The Lord says, if you love me, you will do my commandment.
神说，如果你爱我，你就会做我的诫命。
How much you love the Lord is not just say that.
我们爱神并不是我们口里面说说而已。
It's in your obedience.
是在我们的顺服里面表现出来。
All will be tested.
这都会被试炼的。
God is testing each one of us.
神会试炼我们当中的每一个人。
In every situation.
在每一个环境。
To see how obedient you are.
来看看你是否顺服。
How much you want to follow the Lord.
你想要跟随神多少。
In the scripture, it gives a very challenging scripture here.
在这里我们有读到非常有挑战性的经文。
He say, "Not everyone who say to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven."
在这里是第七章的21节，说不是每一个对我说，不是每一个对我说“主啊，主啊”的人都能进入天国。
But he who does the will of my Father.
唯有遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
He said, "Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name and done many wonders in your name?' I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me.'"
到那日，必有许多人对我说：“主啊，主啊，难道我们没有奉你的名讲道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行过许多神迹吗？”但我必向他们声明。我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
It's okay. Whoever hear this saying of mine and does then, I would like them to be a wise man, the flask came and the wind blow and be on that house. He built a house. Okay, let's skip that. It did not fall. Wise man.
所以在二十四节里面，所以凡听见我们这些话又遵行的，就像聪明的人把自己的房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹摇晃那房子，房子却不倒塌，因为是建立在磐石上。
Everyone who does not do them will be like a foolish man. The floods came and the wind blow on the house and it fell. It truly fell.
二十六节说，凡听见我这些话却不遵行的，就像愚蠢的人把自己的房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹摇晃那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很厉害。
When I visit different cities,
当我去不同的城市里看，
I realize,
我就发现
almost every city they have a street called Broadway.
我发现每一个大城市里面都有一条街叫百老汇，
宽大的 Broadway 哈，大的路。
Broadway 百老汇就是宽大的路。
In the Sermon on the Mount, it talks about Broadway too.
你知道登山宝训耶稣里 也有讲说宽大的路。
The opposite of the Broadway is a narrow way.
那宽大的路 的反义就是、窄的路。
When you hear the Jesus teaching and don't do it, it's called Broadway.
当我们听到神的教训，神的教导讲到，但是我们没有去跟从的话，这就是百老汇，很宽的路，很舒服。
When you really want to obey God,
但是当我们真的认真来寻求神的时候
，obey Him，
我们顺服他的时候
，it's a narrow way，
这是一个很窄的路
，it's not easy，
这不容易。
But you need to make sure you're on the right way。
但是你要确保你是在正确的路上。
That's the Sermon on the Mount.
这就是登山宝训。
It's very great.
是非常好。
Jesus called us to live out these eight beatitudes.
在登山宝训里面，耶稣呼求耶稣呼召我们来活出八福。
As we pursue 100% obedience.
让我们来追求百分之百的顺服。
Resist six temptations and pursue five kingdom activities.
要对抗六个我们所讲到那六个的试探，那要做五样神国度的行为。
Etc. Etc.
等等等等。
A lot, a lot.
还有很多。
It's yet to come.
还有很多将要来。
You can read yourself.
你可以回去看马太福音第五到第七章。
Great translator. Even before I say it, I really encourage you.
我非常鼓励你。
Start from today.
从今天开始。
You read Matthew chapter 5-7 once every day. Just read once.
每天你就读这两章马太福音第五到第七三章。
You read it. You ask the Spirit to show you.
每天读一次。你每次读的时候就问神，来求神给光照我们。
We go into a small group discussion.
我们现在将要有小组的分享。
After the Holy Communion.
在我们圣餐以后。
You can discuss there about this beatitude. What does that mean?
我们等一下在小组里面分享就可以讲这个八福对你的是什么意思。
Sermon on the Mount is the constitution of the kingdom of God.
所以登山宝训是神国的诫命，神国的宪法。
But the Holy Communion is a covenant in the kingdom of God.
但是圣餐乃是神的对跟我们的约。
It's a love covenant.
这是爱的约。
Amen.
Amen.
It's a covenant between Jesus and us.
这个约是是我们跟神耶稣之间的约。
It's a blessing we can have the Holy Communion together.
我们可以一同来用领圣餐是一个很大的祝福。
Because you remind you are God's children.
因为这提醒我们是神的儿女。
Amen.
Amen.
Even though you have a lot of trouble, a lot of burden, a lot of worry, but God cares for you.
即便你的生活很困难，你在困境里面，你面对很多困难，但是神仍然爱你。
When you take the cup,
当你领这个杯的时候
，It reminds you Jesus died for you.
这提醒我们，耶稣为我们的罪而死。
Amen. His blood can cleanse all your sins.
他的宝血可以洗净我们的罪。
When you take the bread,
当我们领这个饼的时候
，Remind you again.
我们就再一次被提醒
Jesus has been broken, been flogged for you and me.
耶稣的身体为着我们的罪而被破碎
okay, let me,
就像这个饼一样
Yes. Let's read a scripture 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 23 to 29 I will read in English first and Winnie will read in Chinese
我们现在要读哥林多前书的一段经文
They talk about the Lord's Supper about the Holy Communion
这是有关于神的圣餐
Apostle Paul said For I received from the Lord what I had also passed on to you The Lord Jesus on the night he was betrayed took bread and when he had given thanks he broke it and said This is my body which is for you Do this in remembrance of meIn the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
哥林多前书第十一章二十三节到二十六节，我当日传教给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一日、那一夜，他拿起饼来，祝谢了，就擘开，说：“这是我的身体，为你们劈开的。你们应当这样行，为的是纪念我。”饭后，照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血而，用我的血所立的新约。你们每逢喝的时候，应当这样行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢这样。”你们每逢吃这杯喝吃这饼喝这杯，就是宣扬主的死，直到他来。
Also, Apostle Paul gave the instruction how we participate. He say, so then whoever eat the bread or drink the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against body and blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ.Eat and drink judgment on themselves.
之后二十七到二十九节，因此，无论什么人若用不适合的态度吃主的饼、喝主的杯，就是得罪主的身体、主的血了。所以人应当省察自己，然后才吃这饼、喝这杯。因为吃因为那吃喝的人如果不辨明是主的身体，就是吃喝定在自己身上的罪了。
Now I'd like to invite those who have beenconverted and baptized in the name of Jesus to come forward, take the bread and cup.
现在我邀请那已施洗在神的名下的人来到前面领着饼和杯。
When you take the bread and cup back, you stand at your seat wherever you are at.
当你领了这饼和杯的时候，回到你自己的位置里仍然站立。
I appreciate you close your eyes to pray for yourself.
你就可以闭上你的眼睛来祷告。
You thank for the bread and cup.
你可以为这饼和杯来感谢神。
Ask God's forgiveness of sin you offend people, offend God.
求神光照你自己有没有得罪神、得罪人的事。
All right. Okay. It's from the back row. We start to come.